We have never faced a threat like this. A team is being assembled. They are the best operatives in the world.
When all else fails,
we don't.
Standing in front of you, a Delta VI accelerator suit.
What does it accelerate?
You. This is General Hawk. Mission is a go.
Okay, here's the deal. More buzz has been made about Paramount's decision to withhold screenings of G.I. Joe: The Rise of Cobra from the press than it has been made about the movie's quality, and for good reason. It's not that great of a film. Sure, it's fun and it has tons of action. Based on the Hasbro toy line, G.I. Joe has the same stilted dialogue you'd expect from the 80s animated series. The acting is rocky and the storyline is confusing and needlessly convoluted. However, like this summer's other toy flick, Transformers 2, G.I. Joe is a blast for the 10-year-old boy in all of us. The action is crazy and it's a lot of fun to watch. G.I. Joe: The Rise of Cobra gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.